Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok! Shooting irons, and let's saddle up for another thrill-packed Wild Bill Hickok adventure with Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine, that's me, as his pal Jingle. Brought to you by that famous talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, pop.
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok. Transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Happy New Year.
Want to play a little game? Just fill in the missing word. Ready? Here's the first one. Tom, Dick, and Harry, that's right. And here's another. Red, white, and sure, blue's the answer. Now the last one. Snap, crackle, and ha-ha, who could miss that one? Snap, crackle, and pop, everybody's favorite sound at breakfast. That's what Rice Krispies say when you pour on milk or cream to let you know how crisp they are. Rice Krispies, the only talking cereal in the whole wide world.
United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles were so busy with the work of the law in the Old West that they had little time for holidays. In fact, one of their strangest adventures had them trailing an outlaw and dodging bullets right up to the hour of 12 o'clock when they finally got a chance to say Happy New Year.
Been gun belt deep in trouble ever since Christmas.
We've been pretty busy, Jingles.
Every doggone day, some ornery varmint has to start something. I haven't done so much riding and shooting and dodging lead since I first pinned on a badge.
Well, things are pretty well cleaned up now. Looks like we can get some supper and a bath and celebrate New Year's Eve with the rest of the folks.
Bill Hickok, if you think I'm going to stay up till midnight, you're loco. I'm going to get some supper and then fall into the feathers. I'm a grown boy and I need my sleep.
Suit yourself, partner, but there's going to be a big party over the schoolhouse. Whole town's going to be there. Cake, pink lemonade, square dancing, everything.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. Now, I sure love parties, but not tonight. I'm just too dad-blame tired.
All right, you can go to bed and sleep clear till next year.
Yeah, I can at that. Well, here's the office, Joker. Yeah, I'll bet you're tired too, old fella. Oh, boy.
Ooh, Buckshot.
Yank off your saddle, Bill. I'll lead the horses around to the livery stable and put them up for the night.
Hold it, partner. Looks like we got a visitor.
Wild Bill. Well, I thought you were never coming back.
Well, it's Charlie Bevins. Howdy, Charlie.
Howdy, Jingles. Hi, Bill.
You been waiting for us, Charlie?
I sure have, Bill. Got some trouble that I reckon the law's going to have to step into.
Trouble? Might have known it.
What seems to be wrong, Charlie?
Well, you know about the collection the town's been taking up to buy the books and furniture for the new schoolhouse.
Oh, sure, but I gave you $2 before Christmas, Charlie.
Oh, I ain't collecting, Jingles.
Good.
I already got everybody in town.
How much money do you have, Charlie?
Well, I had nigh on to $2,000. All the folks was mighty generous.
What do you mean, you had it?
I was robbed.
How'd that happen?
I was counting the money so that I could go to the express office and get the books and desks and stuff. See, they were shipped COD.
What's that mean, Bill?
That means that when I pick up the stuff, I got to give old Fritz the money for the whole shebang, or he won't let me take any of it out to the schoolhouse and give it to the schoolmaster at the New Year's Eve party like we planned.
Wait a minute now. I ain't sure I got that straight.
That's what the party's for, Jingles. We were going to start the new year with a brand new school, all ready for business.
Well, that's blowing higher than a shed roof in a cyclone, Bill. While I was counting the money in my office, Jasper come in wearing a mask and stuck a .45 cannon in my face and scooped up the money. He never said a word. Rode away to the north on a black horse.
Now, there's an ornery trick. Stealing the money that everybody gave so the kids of this town could have a better break.
That's about the meanest bandit I've heard of in a long time.
Yeah, and Fritz won't let me take the books and stuff out of the express office. Can't blame him. They ain't paid for. It looks like they ain't going to be.
Bill, there's going to be a lot of disappointed folks at that party tonight. You know, they kind of figured the kids was going to start the new year off right.
I just feel awful about it, Bill. I was responsible for that money. I don't know how I'm going to face everybody.
It wasn't your fault, Charlie. Nobody expects you to fight back when a man's got a gun in your face.
Well, what are we going to do about it, Bill?
I'm going to start riding out that north trail and see if I can find any signs of a man on a black horse. You get your supper and get to bed, Jingles. I know you're mighty tired.
Nah, I'm no tireder than you are, Bill Hickok, and you know it. Hold still, Joker. We got some more rodding to do.
Betty, Buckshot.
Want me to go along, Bill?
No, thanks, Charlie. You go back to your office and wait for us.
Well, lots of luck to you, Bill. You too, Jingles.
Yeah, we'll need it, Charlie. Looked like a cold and weary night. Up, Joker.
Up there, Buckshot. See you later, Charlie.
All right. Well, there goes two of the finest folks we ever had in this part of the country. And I'll be blamed if I can see how they're going to catch up with that thieving varmint before midnight. Reckon I better go have another talk with Fritz.
Charlie, I know all about the party, and I know how folks around here feel about that stuff for the school. But rules is rules.
But couldn't you let me haul that there stuff out to the party and bring it back in the morning?
It says right here in the book, COD shipments has got to be paid for on delivery.
Well, I guess my only hope is Wild Bill and Jingles.
What can they do on a night like this?
Well, not much, but they're trying. They're out following a cold trail right now.
Well, that's something anyhow. If anybody can find that stick-up man, it's Wild Bill.
Say, what if he and Jingle should happen to catch up with this varmint before midnight?
In that case, Charlie, your shipment be right here, and so will I. You just bring the money and take delivery.
Well, Jingles, if we can find that stolen money, we can sure help a lot of people out.
That's right, Bill. You know, I grumble an awful lot, but I don't think I'd want a job where I couldn't do some good for somebody else.
We've got to move fast if we're going to make it this time. In a few hours, it's going to be New Year's Day. Get along there, Buckshot.
Move on out, Joker. This is a heck of a way to celebrate Happy New Year. Bill is darker than a yard down a prairie dog hole.
The moon will come out pretty soon, Jingles.
Well, that'll help some. Won't make it any warmer.
It usually is cold on the last day of the year. Pull up, Jingles. Ho, Buckshot.
Ho, Joker, ho. Well, now what do we do?
Strike a match. Gonna look for some signs.
I might just as well have stayed home. I never see anything. You find a black horse hair on a bush and a couple of hoof prints. What's that?
It's a bandana handkerchief, Jingles. Probably the one the robber wore for a mask.
Bill, you're either the luckiest man in the world or the greatest tracker. Now, how'd you know enough to stop right here in the dark?
That's easy, Jingles. Strike another match, will you?
Yeah.
You see, Buckshot tried to turn out the trail here. He knew another horse had left the trail not too long ago.
How'd you know that?
Well, there's a couple of hoof prints leading down to the valley. The grass is still springing up straight. You know, that horseman isn't too far ahead of us.
Well, if it's our man, he must have stopped along the way. He had a long head start on us.
Yeah, he probably stopped for the night and just moved on when he heard us coming up behind him. Looks like we're on the right trail. Put out that match, Jingles.
Looks like we're on the right trail, Bill, but are you sure we want to be?
Have you ever put your ear right on a rail, Charlie, and knew a train was on the track long before you could even see it?
Well, now, I can't say that I have, Slim. How far off can you hear one coming?
Oh, you can hear them rumbling down the tracks miles off. Of course, when you hear that rumbling noise getting louder, you know that's a signal to get your ear off the track pronto.
Yeah, man. Well, now, partners, when you hear this signal, snap, crackle, pop, you know there's some mighty good eating heading your way.
That's right, Charlie, especially when you put your favorite fruit or berries, canned, fresh, or frozen, over those little puffs of rice. Wranglers, why don't you pour some milk or cream over a big bowl full of Kellogg's Rice Krispies tomorrow at sunup? See if they don't talk your language. You know that snap, crackle, pop talk of theirs lets you know how crisp they are.
And spoonful after spoonful, right down to where you see the bottom of your cereal bowl showing through, Rice Krispies stay crisp, just the way you like them.
So why not take a peek in your chuck wagon cupboard soon as the show's over? See if you got enough Rice Krispies on hand for breakfast tomorrow. You never know when someone might have gobbled up the last delicious bowl of Kellogg's Rice Krispies before you. Ask Mom for Rice Krispies, the only talking cereal in the whole wide world.
Wild Bill Hickok used every trick he knew in trailing the man who had stolen the money for the new school equipment. Even in the dark of New Year's Eve, Bill found one clue after another until he and Jingles got close to their quarry and shots rang out in the night.
Dad, blame it, Bill. Coming awful close for shooting in the dark.
Crawl off to the side a little bit, Jingles. You got to spot it from the light of that match.
Why don't we shoot back at the flashes?
That's what I'm going to do the next time he fires.
Well, maybe that'll bother him a little bit.
Listen.
I guess he didn't like being shot at. He's riding away.
He's heading back down the valley. He'll probably head for the main trail and go on back to town.
Unless we get to him first.
Come on, then. Get around, Buckshot.
Come on, Joker. Moon's starting to come up, Bill. We'll be able to see where we're going.
So will the varmint we're chasing. That makes us all even again.
Not exactly, Bill. But the horses we're riding, I think the odds are in our favor. Jump, Joker! Ha, ha, ha!
We didn't quite make it, partner. Here we are, back in town again.
Yeah, that sidewinder got here ahead of us. No telling where he is now.
Hey, Jingles, there's a black horse tied outside the hotel. Might be the one we were after.
Yeah, looks like he's lathered up a little. Yeah, somebody's been riding him pretty hard. Get in there, Joker.
Easy, Buckshot. Who or what?
Oh, this must be the horse, Bill. Reckon our man's in the hotel?
Could be, but it seems like a funny place for a bandit to hide. Come on, let's go see.
We might still make it by midnight, Bill. But this is the gent that took the money.
And if he still got the money, was he?
Yeah, I never thought of that. He could have hidden it, couldn't he?
He sure could. Howdy, Ezra.
Well, why, Bill and Jingles, Happy New Year.
Yeah, it ain't very happy, and it ain't quite New Year's yet, Ezra. We're here on business.
Oh, all business?
That's right. We're looking for whoever just rode in on that black horse.
I didn't notice what kind of a horse he was riding. But a gent just checked in here not more 3-4 minutes ago. Looked like he might have been riding hard. He's pretty dusty.
It could be our man, Bill.
Yeah, it could be. Where is he now, Ezra?
Yeah, I put him in room 5, Bill. Right down the hall there.
I guess we better have a talk with him.
I asked him if he was going to the party out the schoolhouse. Everybody else is going except me. I got to stay here and keep the hotel open.
Oh, the party!
What's the matter, Jingles?
Well, Andrew, you run across the street to Charlie Bevan's office and fetch him over here real quick, will you?
Why, sure. Well, what for?
Don't ask questions. Just go get him. I think we're going to have a big New Year's surprise for him.
Yeah, all right. I'll have him back here. Just give
me. Maybe we ought to wait till we get the money back, Jingles.
Oh, now this feller here in room 5 must have it, Bill. I'm sure he's the one we've been trailing.
I hope so. 4, 5. Here we are.
Well, I don't hear any answer.
We'd better get an answer.
Yeah?
Howdy. We're law officers. We'd like to ask you a few questions.
Oh, I don't feel much like answering questions.
I don't care what you feel like. That's your horse outside?
Which horse?
The black horse and stop stalling. You're talking to Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles. That's me.
All right. So you're the big lawman. I don't have to stand here and jaw with you. I'm going to bed.
You're not closing that door till we find out what we want to know.
All right. That's my horse. So what?
He's lathered up like you might have been riding him pretty hard.
I have been. I've been galloping around all over the county wishing my friends a happy new year. Anything wrong with that?
Only that we don't believe it.
We've been chasing a man on a black horse half the night. We think you're that man.
Oh, I don't care what you think. Now, you get out of here and let me get to sleep.
Not until we have a look in your room.
You're not coming in this room.
Oh, yes, we are.
Blast you, Hickok.
Look out for him, Bill.
I'm watching him.
Well, watch this.
And you watch this.
You punch pretty good, but so do I.
Bust him one, Bill. Getting close to midnight.
I'm trying, Jingles. Look it up.
Well, I had enough of this.
All right, let's finish it.
He was kind of a tough one, wasn't he, Bill?
He sure was, Jingles. But he won't bother us for a few minutes. All right, let's look around for that money.
He must have it somewhere. Bill, maybe here in the bureau.
Well, it isn't in any of his pockets.
I don't see it under the bed.
He's only been here a few minutes. Must be around here somewhere.
Do you look in his hat?
Nope, it's not there. Hey, Jingles.
What?
We didn't look in the saddlebags on that black horse.
Well, that's right, Bill. If he was staying here for the night, he wouldn't have left that horse tied out there with the saddle on.
No, he wouldn't. Come on, let's have a look.
I'll bet he figured on doing some more riding tonight.
He probably just checked in here at the hotel to establish an alibi for himself.
Well, I sure hope that money's here. Not like nothing better than to show up at the school with all that stuff they've been waiting for.
Here comes Ezra now with Charlie. Over here, Charlie.
Maybe we found your money for you, Charlie. Take a look in the saddlebag, Bill.
All right.
Hey, you mean you really trailed down that sidewinder in the middle of the night?
We sure did. Bill just put him to sleep up in room 5. Now we're looking for the money.
Hey, what's all this about, anyhow?
We'll tell you later, Ezra. Did you find anything, Bill?
Yep, here it is.
Good.
You better start counting it, Charlie. But it looks like close to $2,000 to me.
Wow, $2,000.
Hold it right there. This one that moves ain't gonna see the new year come in ever again.
Slim, you savvy some Mexican talk, don't you? What's a mesa?
Well, Charlie, mesas are pretty common out where I come from. They're big, flat-topped rock formations with steep sides. Their squat tops reminded someone, I reckon, of a table. Mesa is the Mexican word for table.
Table, hmm? Mm-hmm. Of course, when I think of table, I think of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Say, I wonder how you'd say snap, crackle, and pop south of the border.
You got me stumped there, Charlie, but I can tell you one thing. Kellogg's Rice Krispies speak everyone's language. Soon as you pour on the milk or cream, Rice Krispies speak right up with their merry little snap, crackle, and pop to tell you how crisp they are. And everyone who's ever eaten a spoonful of Rice Krispies know that they taste even better than they sound. Right, Charlie?
That crisp goodness of Rice Krispies gets my vote every time. And when you put fresh or frozen fruit over this talking cereal, your mouth will water that much more. Rice Krispies, delicious.
Well, partners, if you didn't sit down to a big bowl of Kellogg's Rice Krispies this morning, why not have Mom lasso you a large-sized box the next time she's in the grocery store? That way your whole family can enjoy the crispest, tastiest, mouth-wateringest breakfast they ever set a spoon to. That's Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the only talking cereal in the whole wide world.
While Bill and Jingles trailed the bandit through the night to the hotel, Bill whipped him in a fight, and they found the money in the saddlebags. But just when it seemed everything was all right, the outlaw covered them with a six-gun from the porch of the hotel.
Billy's got the drop on us.
You better put up that gun, mister. We've got the money back, and you're going to jail sooner or later.
You're such a smart lawman, Hickok. Well, this is one time you missed. I'm taking that money, and I'm getting out of town.
You won't get far if you try it. That's the money for the new school. You'll have everybody in Santa Fe ready to string you up to the nearest oak tree.
Well, money is money to me. Now toss that bundle of bills over here on the ground, Hickok. I'm not getting any closer to you.
Hey, you're smart there.
You better do it, Bill. He's liable to kill you.
I sure am.
Okay. Here it is. Now pick it up.
Okay. And you stand real still while I do it, or I'll drill you plumb center.
Now, Jingles. Grab his gun, Jingles.
I got it, Bill.
Now, mister, you're going to jail.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Oh, you want to fight it out with Bill and get knocked flat again, huh?
No, no. No, I give up.
Well, that's better.
Well, Charlie, there's the money for the school.
And just in time, too. What time is it, Ezra?
Let me see. Just about 11:30, Jingles.
Say, Bill, I'll bet I can get my team and wagon and still get them desks and books out of the express office before midnight.
Well, first of all, you got to find Fritz, the express man.
Well, that's no trouble at all. He said he'd be standing by in case they got the money in time. Folks in this town set a heap of store by that schoolhouse.
Then get moving, Charlie. Well, looks like it might be a happy new year after all.
Well, Benton's in jail, and we got the stuff for the school, and we still got 2 minutes or so to get to the party.
I thought you said you were too tired to go to the party, Jingle.
Well, shucks, Bill. I stayed up this late. Might as well stay up a few minutes more and see the new year in right.
That's the spirit, Jingles. I even walked out and left the hotel. Everybody's out the party anyway.
Hey, there's the lights of the schoolhouse. Reckon folks will sure be surprised to see us driving in with this load of stuff.
Yeah, they ain't gonna be any more surprised at seeing us than I am at being here. A couple of hours ago, when me and Bill was being shot at, I wouldn't have given you a plug nickel for our chances of seeing the new year.
Maybe this year will be a better one than last year, Jingles.
Maybe it will. You know something, Bill?
What's that, Jingles?
Well, every year we say next year will maybe be better, and it usually is. Dad, blame it. I knew it was too good to last. We're headed into another gun battle.
That's no gun battle, Jingles. That's a Happy New Year. Your watch must have been a little slow.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Hey, look at all the folks come flying out of the schoolhouse. Happy New Year.
Hey, we made it just in time. Whoa, team, whoa. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Hey, here's all the stuff for the new school.
Everybody grab something and unload it.
This is really something, ain't it, Bill?
It sure is, Jingles.
Look, they're shoving the old piano up by the door.
They're really going to bring the new year in right.
Say, everybody, all together, let's sing to a bright new year for our young'uns and for everybody.
Yeah.
Stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Well, Andy, this is the end of the trail for 1954.
It sure is, Guy. And this year, as in the past years, we've enjoyed coming into your homes with our Wild Bill Hickok stories.
So, for ourselves, our producer, David Heyer, director, Paul Pierce, writer, Larry Hayes, and music director, Dick Arant, and all the fellows on the technical crews, so long.
And a very happy, happy New Year!
Know how some days you want one kind of cereal for breakfast and everybody else wants something different? Every family has days like that, I guess. That's why smart families keep Kellogg's Variety Pack handy. With Variety Pack, everybody gets the Kellogg's cereal he likes best. Maybe you take Corn Flakes, Dad grabs Rice Krispies, and brother and sister pick up Sugar Corn Pops. Everyone opens his own fresh package of his own favorite, a real personal portion. 10 different packages, all delicious Kellogg cereals. Kellogg's Variety Pack. Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Ralph Moody, Tyler McVeigh, and Barney Phillips. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Today's program brings to a conclusion the present Wild Bill Hickok radio series. But be sure and see the weekly episodes of Wild Bill Hickok on television. Brought to you by Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals. Now, this is Charlie Lyon saying so long for
Wild Bill Hickok!